This is Eric from Metagamers Anonymous. Thank you for checking out the third episode in our online Savage Worlds zombie apocalypse game, affectionately entitled Project Z. This is, of course, an actual play episode, not a regular episode of the program. If you have yet to check out the previous episodes in this series, I strongly recommend that you do so before proceeding. Due to the length and various technical challenges we were experiencing during recording this particular session, I've decided to present it in two parts. Be sure to keep an eye out for the second part of Session 3 in the very, very near future. And I apologize in advance for any technical issues that remain prevalent throughout the program. We've done our best to eliminate problems in the recording while still preserving as much of the necessary content as possible. Be sure to let us know what you think of our actual play programming, and if you'd like to hear more of it, you can reach us at feedback@prismatictsunami.com or comment in our forums at prismatictsunami.com/forums. The Metagamers Anonymous actual play series is sponsored by Lone Wolf Development, makers of Hero Lab. Find them online at wolflair.com. Without further ado, here's the first part of Session 3 of Project Z. The following program may contain content not suitable for all audiences.
Okay.
So guys, this is apparently our last session, so we're all about to die.
Okay. It doesn't say Project Z season finale, okay? We're all right. What are you talking about, dude? I'll give them you. I got the governor right here. Fuck it. Take this bitch. I'm out of here. He's worth money.
If they call me governor, I might be like, oh no, that guy's my aide. It's fine, guys. Don't let him leave. He'll just report you to the authorities.
I was going to say the last thing that happened was the pretty much the fight with the girl, and you guys were walking out the door. The guy with the man with the cowboy hat and the shotgun was quick to start leading you guys out in the wake of events in the room. And
me and him are buds.
And I think everybody was following in fairly fast order.
Correct.
He gets down to the bottom of the steps, stops to kind of make sure everybody's with him, turns and looks at the marshal to say something. And right about then, the door that you guys came through slaps open, and the black kid's standing there screaming, "You killed her, you son of a bitch!" And he levels his gun at the doc, and the marshal throws himself in the way just in time to catch a bullet in the shoulder.
Jeez. And they have some fun.
Fetch me my gun.
I whip it up and bam!
Fetch me my gun. Go ahead and pull some cards here if you guys want it, for anybody that wants to react to this in the next couple seconds.
I'll push to pull a card. Okay. How do I pull a card? Because I never use this, remember?
/T space card deck. Oh, have you got your setup?
Oh, nice, Aldo.
Oh,
shit.
Nice, Aldo.
Aldo. Very nice. Dude.
You can win whatever the fuck you want, buddy.
And I need to roll for the shotgun guy, too. Hang on.
That means Jeeves always is on my turn, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I have quick. I can't roll lower than a 6.
Yeah, redo it if you got a 5 or less.
I forgot about that.
Decker gets to reroll.
That's only if you have quick, right?
Yeah, it's an edge.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I told you I really wasn't cheating earlier. This just happens.
No one accused you of cheating, dude. You're like way too self-conscious about it.
Guys, it's cool. I really was
nice.
Yeah.
Well, under the circumstances, I think the first thing that happens is Aldo says, "Jeeves, give me my gun." is that what you're going to do, or do you have something else in mind?
Basically, Jeeves goes on my turn, so Jeeves fetches me my gun. I point it, and I attempt to shoot him in the shoulder as well.
So the first thing that happens is Jeeves hands you your gun, you grab your gun, and you fire. Go ahead and make a shooting roll.
Actually, load. I fire once into the air, and I attempt to calm down the black gentleman.
Oh, okay, well...
That sounds a lot more like the heroic thing to do. I'm sorry, guys.
To be a hero. It's
I hear you. That's your characters, you would, dude.
Pretty good, but considering that that's going to require him to actually pay attention to you for a second, and he's not in the mood for that, right this immediate fraction of a second, I'm going to go ahead and roll to the next person in initiative if Nathan wants to do anything.
How close am I?
You are from the kid on the porch?
Yeah.
You are about 15 feet.
Okay.
And up, it's and he's up about 3 steps.
How fast would I be able to close that distance in this turn?
Well, your pace is 6, and the way the pace works in the game is basically every 1, they're inches on, you know, the battle.
Yeah.
Every 1 is 2 yards. So, obviously, you could get to him pretty easily in one move.
Gotcha. I'm just going to go for, let's see, I think I'll run up to him, grab the gun.
Run up to try to grab the gun?
Yeah, and take it away from him.
Okay, under the circumstances, go ahead and make a fighting roll.
Come on, man. Don't tell me. Get rid of all your good rolls.
Big money.
I got money.
Yeah. If worst comes to worst, I have what do you call it?
Bennies, baby. Bennies.
Yeah. Everybody remember you start with 3 bennies.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Very good.
Okay. I like the way it gives you totals, which you don't need.
And can I add another move after that? But the next move has a penalty on it, right?
If you do another move, well, what are you wanting to do? I'll tell you how it works.
I was wanting to take since I had taken the gun, to hit him in the head with it.
Okay, here's what had happened. You can run up there, grab the gun, take it from him, and hit him in the head with it. You can do that.
That'd be one move.
But if you do it all that fast, then you're going to have a penalty on the roll you just made.
Oh, okay.
And we'd have to subtract off of that, and you'll have to make a strength roll to re-yank the gun from him either way.
Oh, okay.
And you'd have a penalty on the attack to hit him in the head.
Okay, then I'll just yank it away right now.
Now, I can tell you that the penalty you would have on these rolls would be a -2, and at a 5, mm-hmm. you would still hit.
Okay.
I don't mind going ahead and telling you that.
But the problem would be the penalty, wouldn't that go on the strength roll as well?
Or
yes.
Does the penalty happen for the first action and the second action?
Or... It happens. The more actions you stack in a round, it stacks penalties on every action you take in the round.
Okay, each additional action or...
Yeah, basically actions. You're trying to do things. The faster you try to do a whole bunch of shit at once, the sloppier you get at everything.
Okay, so I think I'm just going to take the...
Take the gun.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll a strength check.
Okay, one moment.
And it's going to be an opposed strength check. I got to roll one for him.
My strength is horrible.
You get a wild die on ability checks.
Not an initiative.
He gets a D6 too, right?
What's that?
You get the wild die.
You get the D6 for
yes.
being a wild die.
Also, remember to add your wild die.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
You still beat mine.
Oh, my God.
That is fantastic.
I'll take a Benny on that one.
No, you don't need to. You still, you beat him.
You don't need to. You beat him.
Oh, I beat you?
See what the roll was?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So
okay, so I thought
he was obviously caught off guard.
I suddenly fired my firearm in there.
And plus, that kid's a quick motherfucker, so.
You fired, did you say you fire in the air again?
No, I did once, okay. Which would have thrown him off guard.
Remember to track that ammunition.
Yeah. I currently have 15,000 bullets left.
Right. Well, that would be 14,999 imaginary bullets you
They're
have left.
All in Jeeves' pants.
That's where everything is. Always in Jeeves' pants.
You know it, sir. All right. You managed to pull the gun from him. He is probably not... I guess you can't predict exactly what he's going to do in the next second or so. Is anybody else going to be acting at the same time?
Pull out gun, pop 2 shots in the air.
So you
God
two
damn,
are
what are we fucking just... Jesus Christ.
He's fucking shooting in the air.
Is this fucking like, you know, Christmas in fucking L.A. or something? Just a fucking
bunch of
redheads
in our backyard with Uzis.
And
like in Zombieland.
What was your roll, Deckard? What was your initiative? It was a 5 clubs?
Yeah, it was 5. Okay, I go after the kid.
So the dude, he's pretty fucking out of his mind. He immediately swings at... Nathan.
Oh, shit.
And he's got a D8 for that. And what's your parry, Nathan?
5.
Okay.
Good job.
He misses. You manage to yank your head back and stay out of his reach. Under the circumstances, Deckard, you are still tied to the sheriff at the moment.
What do you do? Well, is he's been shot. Is he conscious still?
He drops to one knee and he's wavering. You think he's going to lose consciousness.
Well, I'll reach in his pocket and get the key out and uncuff myself.
Okay. So that'll be your action. Okay, go ahead and roll the cards, so to speak.
Cards again, okay.
Yep.
New round.
Ah! I paid for it earlier.
So it's hearts before clubs, right?
Yes. But you got a nine of spades, so.
Damn it!
Or a spades, that's what
spades are first suit.
Oh, spades are
first. Yeah, it looks like you beat all of us, so.
Again?
So once again, you are looking at your results and going, shit, man, I fucked up, and yet you are still somehow ahead.
Still number one.
Yeah.
Still in the lead, champ.
So I'll take this a step back and aim my shotgun that I've recently repossessed at him.
Was it shotgun or handgun?
It's a handgun.
Oh, it was a handgun?
Sorry. Yeah, the black kid was the one who had a pistol.
Gotcha.
Okay. Aim it at him?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much point blank range?
Yeah.
Are you intending not to pull the trigger?
Not yet.
Okay. That obviously gets his attention. Deckard, you managed to get the handcuffs off?
On the porch, is there enough space for me and Nathan both, or is he going to be in my way?
There's enough room for both of you.
Okay.
I think I just took a step back with that.
Right, but you probably didn't step off the porch.
Oh, okay.
You probably, yeah, because it's a wide enough porch, you probably pulled to one side and are aiming the gun at him.
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard to step down the steps.
You'd lose a little something in it. You want the threat to be palpable, obviously.
Yeah.
I'll advance and just hit him in the stomach.
Has Nathan ever handled a gun?
I have I have shooting D4, so yeah, I've had a little bit of experience.
Somewhere along the line?
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that, Justin?
I'll advance and I'll just drill him right in the stomach.
Okay, so you just kind of boom, doo, 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 doo.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and roll it. Shit, man.
Ouch.
Wow.
Let's see.
You forgot to say hold your punch.
I think you hit.
I think you're going to blow out his kidney or something. You're going to kill him too.
That's a
barbarian raise.
That's a raise.
Oh, shit.
Since it's a raise, that's an extra d6 of damage. So you roll your strength plus a d6. Remember, the dice explode. You had to roll pretty shitty to not really take him out of the fight at this point.
I also get a d4 because of my martial artist. So.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Deckard, you have a habit of killing people.
It probably wasn't intended to be a killing blow.
No, this was just designed to bring this little bitch to his knees.
Fair enough.
The fist that it will go through his stomach.
Even with shitty rolls, he managed to pull 8. His toughness is a 5, so he went to shaken, which is fine. He staggers under the blow. Anybody else take an action here? He doesn't. Oh, well, I guess his action is next, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me double check a couple of options real fast, and I think probably he's just going to end up trying to roll to see if he stays shaken.
How good is your shooting anyways, Justin?
I don't use guns. I just beat the fuck out of people.
So stealing the gun from the sheriff would be rather useless.
I had no intention of taking his gun. No. I don't know how to use him. I prefer to kill people with my hands.
Good to hear.
He likes more to than feel it happen.
I like to feel the blood squishing between my fingers.
Finger.
Yeah. I was waiting to enter Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, so
I'll leave that to the governor.
The governor.
So here's how it works. When you're shaken, you can even an extra like this kid.
Yeah.
They don't have damage levels, but they do get shaken before they take the damage, the one damage level they have, essentially.
Right.
If you are shaken on your action, you have to attempt to recover, unless of course you spend a Benny, which I'm not going to do for this kid. Fuck him.
The GM's Benny shall never.
He got home.
You have to attempt to recover from being shaken by making a spirit roll. In his case, his spirit's not exactly his best score. He gets a D4, and he fails. Failure means he remains shaken. He can only perform free actions, which is a whole lot of... Motherfucking shit! Aldo?
Okay. So seeing as he's already on the ground shaken, the governor kind of just walks up casually up the steps right in front of him. He's on his knees shaken. He points the gun at his head. As he's on the ground, he says... You will stay on the ground, or I will shoot you dead.
You know what?
Or you will be known as the man who was killed by the governor.
You know what? Duh. If there is anybody around here that has a working camera, your chances of re-election just went in the toilet.
Hey, Doc. Get the marshal's handcuffs.
Do
I intimidate or what?
I'm going to run over to the marshal.
Right now, he is incapable of responding in any kind of viable manner, so... I'd say it isn't really relevant yet.
I think having a gun pointing into it in his head should be
a couple of guns pointing at it. You're actually kind of being excessive about it because
yeah,
Nathan already has a gun pointed at him.
Now, the question is, should we take him into custody because he's assaulted a police officer?
Hang on, the guy with the cowboy hat, and I say, do you know who this guy is?
Hang on, though. I need to find out real quick what the doc is doing.
Okay.
The doc is going to... I'm going to examine the wound.
Are you getting the handcuff keys out and tossing them?
Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure that that's not something that gets lost in the mess, if that's something you're going to do. So you are checking out the marshal?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sorry. You asked the guy if he knows him, Governor?
Hmm?
You asked the guy
in the cowboy hat, do you know who this dumb kid is?
Yep.
Okay. Explain to me why he just shot my friend.
I suspect his girlfriend's dead in there, and the doc lied about it.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I suspect he figured that out and came running out to shoot the doc in turn. He always was a little bit of a hothead.
Okay, well, what can we do to get over this little disruption in our trust?
Nothing.
Well, given the fact that he just shot a U.S. Marshal, I have a feeling he's going to be a little contrite about this, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I just suggest y'all kind of move along. We get you out of here and...
Do you have any extra weaponry we could borrow?
Now, I didn't go saying I was trusting you or nothing. I just said I was helping you move on through the neighborhood. You seem like helpful folks here. I get that. But you ain't one of us.
Well, we're not sure if we can exactly trust you to lead us through this neighborhood with one of you just shooting us down.
Well, I guess you're welcome to try it on your own. He looks down at the barricade.
Kind of limited in options here, Governor.
Yeah.
Given the fact that you had offered to bring us some sort of supplies to help with, whatever her name was, and she's no longer an issue, why don't I go ahead and keep a care of your friend here, and you still bring the supplies back to help him? That way I know you're coming back to help us, and I'd still be happy to lead you on through.
What about little Trigger Happy here?
Cuff him.
Well, I understand the... last fight you did, took him down in about, 87 seconds?
91.
I don't imagine he's going to give you too much trouble if you aim that at his noggin right now, is he?
That's a puzzle, right? I raise the gun, hand it to Jeeves to put back in his pants.
I'll punch him in the back of the head.
Okay.
Do I even need to roll?
No.
Okay.
We'll take care of him.
Okay. Well,
I imagine the headache he's going to have when he wakes up will be enough punishment, but under the circumstances, we'll make sure he doesn't have a chance to do no more harm.
All right. I look towards him, and can I look in the house and ask the old guy in the not in the wheelchair, but in the rocking chair to help our two injured friends out?
He kind of looks at you for a second, nods.
All right. Then I come back out and look towards the guy in the cowboy hat. Let's go.
While we're getting people inside, obviously we got to get the marshal situated,
right?
With the doc, you know, get the wound, the blood staunched. While we're doing that, I'm going to see if I can get some new clothes and get out of this orange jumpsuit.
Good call. It's going to take a few minutes to get things remaneuvered anyway. He helps you get something other than the jumpsuit to wear. He goes next door, gets a couple of lads from over there to help move the doc. I mean, help move the marshal. Help the doc move the marshal. Probably into the same couch.
Oh, God.
You get a change of clothes, and then he meets you all outside here after a few more minutes and starts leading you on your way through the neighborhood.
Can I do a heel check so if Brian does come on that he can...
I'm not going to kill him because he couldn't make it.
Okay.
Well, we can make him heal so when he gets back he isn't wounded.
Right.
Yeah. He'll be wounded.
He'll be wounded, but it won't be affecting him as much.
I'll figure something out.
I'll patch him up.
Cross that bridge when we come to it, so to speak.
Okay.
But
if the doc somehow fails, I have some healing abilities.
The doc ain't gonna fail.
I don't know. His hands are starting to shake a little.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, he's starting to tweak out.
See, would that drug addiction have a negative penalty on his healing abilities?
Yeah, that's kind of why it's a horrible character concept. is trapped in a world where very soon there will be no drugs, and he's the only doctor we got.
Oh, no, you are mistaken. There will always be drugs.
Damn pharmacy techs.
The only difference would be their strength.
Well, I don't know. We get enough cough syrup and some...
Yeah, just alcohol.
Yeah, just get him drunk. That's all.
Do whatever it takes, right?
Yep.
That doesn't dull the pain. Just makes you care less.
Exactly.
Do you make any conversation while he's leading you down the road?
I don't think there's very much conversation to be made.
I'm just gonna be reveling in my new freedom.
That we killed the lady and we almost killed the black guy. Now
I'll be shadow boxing.
I'm not gonna argue which one was more important, but we killed them both.
Freedom. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. You gonna stick with them?
Yeah, might as well. Right. I got nowhere else to go, and they got guns, so.
Don't necessarily feel like using them yourself, but you do respect them, huh?
Well, I know they can kill. You know, I mean, yeah, the only thing more efficient than my fists.
Did you keep the pistol, Nathan?
Yeah. By the way, what kind of pistol is it? Is it like a revolver or semi-automatic?
It'd be something semi-automatic. I can.
Okay. Seeing as I don't have any extra ammunition, how many rounds are?
Take a Glock, then we can share guns. We can be gun buddies.
He doesn't get to pick it. I do.
Oh, you have a Glock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's
yeah,
a dog I... pack in a 357?
Nah, just a 9mm.
Little Beretta?
Yeah.
It's just a 45.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
It's got a nice little knockdown.
That could have a weak gun.
It's got 7 still in the clip. 6 still in the clip, excuse me.
6 in the clip, 1 in the barrel, or just 6 in the clip?
Well, yeah. It
loads or magazine.
Right. It's, he shot 1 and it holds 7. So, yeah.
Okay.
You are down to 6 bullets. Sorry. Stats on that if you want them. Damage is 2d6 plus 1. Armor piercing 1. You probably don't need anything else necessarily. Range is standard on a lot of these guns anyway.
Incompatible ammo.
What was the armor? Again,
armor piercing 1, AP 1, and the range is 12/24/48. I'm gonna write that down somewhere. Yeah, I don't think anybody else has a 45 though, so you probably don't have a lot of ammo going around.
Just out of curiosity, what condition is it in, or does that matter?
He's okay. He's functional.
Functional. I just didn't want to like jam or something.
Right. No, you don't think it. It looks like it's been a little better taken care of than that. Okay, the neighborhood beyond the behind the barricade is about as empty in the streets as it was on this side of it. It looks like there's maybe about a 3-block stretch at this particular point before you come across another vehicular barricade, although this time they're also using a dumpster.
Did we notice like anybody like on rooftops or anything like that, like in this neighborhood?
Not until you get close to the barricade again, to the next one.
Yeah.
And when we get close enough, I'll do an alertness check.
Well, since you have a better idea what you're looking for at this point, you don't got to worry about that too much.
Okay.
I have danger sense. Apparently get a +2 to detect surprise attacks and danger.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there for whenever it's needed.
Well, wasn't that well-timed? No, I'm kidding.
That's why you didn't dive in front of the bullet and the marshal did. You knew someone was going to get shot.
He's like, no.
As a sniper bullet is about to go right through your brain.
I'd like somebody else to volunteer to tell Brian that I shot his character, please.
I'll do it.
Good call.
We got 2 weeks for... Yeah, make sure to tell him now. And then he'll have 2 weeks to get...
2 weeks to get it out of his system.
Yeah, he'll exactly. Get the butt hurt done, you know.
He might join us yet. Never know. Then I got to figure out how the hell to get him back into the action.
You'll figure out a way.
What's that?
Yeah, I said you'll figure out a way.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm good.
You're like, those right bastards leaving without me.
So exactly what is our fucking plan of attack here, geniuses?
So far we need to figure out what's there.
Well, we're going to have a hard time knowing what's there if there's a biker gang held up in the motherfucking place.
If there's a biker gang held up in the motherfucking place, then we'll know there's a biker gang held up in the motherfucking place.
Then what do we do?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Shouldn't
it be better to have like a good idea of what the fuck we're gonna do?
When
they're half-assed, we're likely to get the doctor shot.
The doctor knows.
We're gonna evaluate the situation once we get there. We don't know anything right now. All we know is that
who's the master fucking tactician here? Who's a police officer? Who knows anything about breaching anything?
The doctor should know more about the pharmacy, shouldn't he? Since he's been a doctor in this town. Do you know of any back doors, entrances that people don't normally take?
Come on, Doc. You know you'd probably break in that place.
No, I don't think you have that kind of information.
I'm sorry. I haven't lived here long enough to know that yet. Okay. But I'll probably find out today.
I look towards the guy in the cowboy hat. What do you know about this pharmacy?
Foster's family-owned.
Nice family-owned? Folks. How big is the place?
It's a pharmacy.
Is it like a mini mall pharmacy, Eric?
That's not the impression you get.
Oh, okay.
Like a mom and pop.
Yeah.
Question is it a designated pharmacy or just a pharmacy, or is it like a pharmacy inside a store, kind of like a Walgreens?
Just a pharmacy.
Okay.
You know, but like that, like any kind of drugstore, obviously, it's gonna have other stuff.
Toys and sundries and
The stuff behind the counter and the stuff on the other side.
How big is the area around the pharmacy? Is it just like in the middle of a neighborhood, or?
Are you asking him, or are you?
I'm asking the doctor and him.
Okay, sorry. I was going to say, he doesn't answer, so he either assumes you aren't talking to him, or he doesn't have any useful information.
Actually, I'm quiet thought. What?
Is the pharmacy in a neighborhood?
Yeah, it has a parking lot.
It has a parking lot?
Yeah.
Is it surrounded by buildings, or?
Yeah, it's a neighborhood.
Okay, I suggest that we hold up in one of the buildings and try to take sight of what's currently going on around the pharmacy before we enter in.
That's kind of what I was trying to say, but
we get it, college student. It's cool. You're a meaningful contribution to this team, and you're a survivor too. And then I just give him a thumbs up. Shake my head slightly.
You're a dick, you know that?
I get the feeling that the college kid did it in the building with the screwdriver. Who killed the governor? Playing Clue.
Funny.
What the hell do you guys think? What was going on at that fucking house? Do you guys know what the hell was going on at that fucking house?
He's a fucking crackhead. What do you expect?
No. Crackheads, you know.
Oh, wait, hold on, Doc. Were you, like, asleep at the fucking wheel when they fucking, that guy ate that other guy's face off down there in fucking Florida? You didn't see that shit on the news? That fucking guy went crazy and ate that fucking bum's face off?
He was high on bath salts.
That bitch could have been on fucking bath salts for all we know.
PCP, yes, can do that.
I look towards the guy in the cowboy hat. Has that lady been known for drug usage or...
Don't really
what
know
happened
her.
Before it happened? You don't know her?
Not really.
I mean, come on. She's hanging out with Skeezy Leroy over there. Fucking drug addict motherfucker he is.
She just showed up. She was looking for him, though.
Yeah, there we go. Trying to get a fix.
Rode in from the north side of town on a bicycle. Fell down sick in our front yard.
The north side of town?
Okay.
That's how we knew there was something more going on out there.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't strike me like a drug addict would be riding a bicycle. Just saying.
I don't know. Maybe she thought it was a dragon.
Look, we don't know all the fucking details. We don't know what's said. We don't know what she did alone with Greasy Leroy. Only, like, jumped to conclusions. She was cracked out of her fucking skull. She tried to bite your fucking face off, for Christ's sake, Gov.
I know.
What kind of person does that shit?
A drug addict.
Either a crazy one or one that's hopped up on drugs.
Exactly.
Or maybe they just didn't like my political decisions, really.
I think you people know nothing about drug use, okay? You just don't worry about it. We need to go to the damn pharmacy. Of business, okay?
No,
that's
you see,
just the way it is.
You're stammering.
I'm constantly trying to reduce the use of marijuana, the heroin, and all those other placebos. Okay? Part of my political plan.
What the fuck? Okay. The boxer did it. With his fists in the alley behind the dumpster.
Well, everyone looked away on purpose.
So, Jeeves, you want another job? I need an assistant.
I'm good right now. Thank you.
Okay. So, as we continue onward.
He gets you to the barricade. You know, exchanges words with the guys that are hanging up by those particular vehicles. And the guy that's in the dumpster.
I guess he's hungry.
Hungry for what?
I say that out loud.
Man, that whole economy collapsed. Hit this fucking guy hard.
Then turns to you guys.
Maybe he likes dumpsters.
Looks over you guys real quick, kind of holds his hand out to the governor.
I shake it warmly, ignoring all the possible filth and diseases. On
Not the garbage guy. The guide.
I shake his hand, too.
Ignoring all the possible filth and diseases.
He pulls his hand away and says, no thanks.
He's like, Jeeves, wet wipe?
Let me search my pants, sir.
Sure enough, there it is.
When you come back through, ask for Grady.
I figured it out. Jeeves,
got it. Grady?
Grady.
All right, gravy, got it.
You know, our biscuits sound good right now.
Dude, that fucking does. When we get back to Mama's, we're getting some fucking biscuits and gravy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Some fucking black coffee, some sausage, hash browns.
Oh,
stop it, you're making me hungry.
I'm going to start turning around and walking in.
Yeah, Doc, let's go, buddy. Come on.
Come on, Doctor Man.
Oh, come on, it sounded good.
Okay, how close are we to the pharmacy?
He tells you you're looking at about three blocks down, and then follow the curve around to the left, and you should be able to see it at that point.
Okay.
Well, okay,
then. Across the street from a VFW.
I thank you for taking it.
VFWs have beer.
I'm glad to see you got your priorities straight.
Oh.
Yeah, out of character, sure, beer is good with Vicodin or whatever.
That's anxiety meds. And...
It's either you stifle the synapses or you excite them. In this case, they need to be stifled.
I really need a downer right now.
Okay, everyone, we should probably keep going. Thank you for taking us this far.
Good luck.
You as well.
We really should have searched Greasy Leroy. I bet at the least he had some pot on him.
We have no need for pot. Not when we have adventure.
You need to shut up.
Yeah.
The doctor with a tire iron.
In the dumpster.
And the dumpster. Like, you already dumped the body. It's already gone. Fucking, you're done. You kill him, you're over. You know, let's climb out and go home.
Yeah, we're feeding the bum, giving him next week's meal.
Oh, there you go. You know, he's got
here's the lake, sir.
Well, technically, you do have rhubarb pie in your pack.
So both justice and,
you're being a charitable donation to the poor.
Exactly.
Work in the soup kitchen.
About this point, you manage to get to the end of the blocks in question, and just around the bend, you can see what is to the dock the familiar facade of Foster's Pharmacy.
My plan's not to just, strut around the corner like we're the fucking Wizard of Oz. I'm going to, go up to the house that's, at the corner and kind of peer around the edge. I'm not just going to come strutting down the street like a fucking retard and get shot.
Good call.
I follow him and just kind of lean up behind him like in those crazy movies where our heads start to go above each other as we look over at the corner. Do, do, do,
do, do. I know where we're at, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start exploring the building.
I
on
just
the
start walking.
Second floor, go through the window.
I'm sorry, guys.
My 3-year-old keeps bumping his head against the boom stand on the mic.
Uh-huh.
It's sticking out, you know? And he was putting something in the closet behind me. We got our board games in the closet behind me, and he had a Parcheesi game out or something. And he walked by with the game, and he smacks his head straight into the boom. Turns around, trying to figure out what happens. Smacks his head again.
Oh,
turns around, puts the game in the closet, turns back around, smacks his head right into the boom again.
Son of a bitch.
He was going to be a smart kid.
So he was going to like board games. Now whenever he goes to play a board game, he's going to have
fucking twitching.
This sort of reaction. He's like
post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
Do not blame this on the doctor.
Yeah, well... Why does your camera do that, Mike?
I don't know. I forgot to set something up.
I think it has some sort of tracking feature.
Yeah.
It's the producer. He's like, okay, go to camera 2.
Nice job.
Pull out. Zoom in. Okay, zoom in. Zoom. Zoom. Okay, okay. Stop. Freeze it right there.
Okay.
We're good.
Push it on his nostril, would you?
Okay, so looking around the corner at the pharmacy, what do we see?
Well, the streets are deserted. There are a handful of stopped vehicles in the street. There's a few motorcycles outside the pharmacy, as well as some sort of van. One of those weird-looking minivans with a sharply sloped front end.
Does there appear to be any movement inside? or is there no windows?
It is deadly quiet. You can tell that one of the vehicles that's out in the middle of the street is a sheriff's cruiser.
Huh. Is there any blood on the street that we can see from here?
Yeah, it's about a block down, so.
Well, is there any way to get to the top of this building that we're next to?
Actually, you're next to a house. There is a...
Is there an alleyway?
I was going to say, there is an alleyway between the house, the backside of the house, and a little apartment building. Mm-hmm. Like, three stories tall.
Okay, we'll go inside the apartment building.
Does there seem to be any way we could, like, sneak up on the building, or are all the avenues, like, broad and open?
On the pharmacy?
Yeah.
That's harder to say. The pharmacy itself sits kind of in an open corner, so on two sides, it's completely open to the street. Mm-hmm. Both of those sides are the ones that are closest to you guys.
I would like to try to sneak into the building.
Which one?
The apartment building.
I'm with the kid.
Okay, so you guys
are trying to get the high ground.
Heading for the apartment building, like to the back door or something?
Yeah, we'll like cut through the yard of the house and jump the fence into the alley and go in through the back door.
What about you other two?
There's a van out there. They're trying to rob the place. Yeah.
Oh, God. Deductive reasoning.
So you're kind of standing where you were at?
Yeah, I'm kind of just looking.
How about you, Governor?
I'm seriously contemplating yelling that the police have the place surrounded. Come out with your hands up. I'm not sure, though.
Actually, you ought to do it and watch the reaction.
I look towards Jeeves. I motion for him to back up a little bit.
Okay.
Do I see any, like, mega horn or anything nearby? To, like, really get the attention of whatever's in there?
A megaphone? Like, just kind of sitting in the street or some shit?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You mean like a bullhorn, huh?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember the last time I saw people just leaving megaphones sitting out in the street for no fucking reason.
This is the apocalypse.
There might be one.
Just to say, I think it'd be fried.
Yeah, I was going to say, there might be one on the police cruiser, though.
Okay, I'm going to try and sneak up to the police cruiser.
And just to point this out, Jordan... You probably realize pretty quickly, Nathan probably realized pretty quickly that anything like that would be fried, but not only do you, one, not know what the governor has in mind, two, are not beside him anymore.
True.
So, you can kind of...
That was just an out-of-character remark.
No, you're cool.
metagaming, motherfucker.
We gotta let everybody make their own creative mistakes. Yeah. That's a rule of thumb.
In character, what is that guy doing?
I think he's going to die.
So, Aldo, where are you? What are you doing? You walking down the street, or are you trying to sneak down?
Are
the
they on top of the apartment building yet?
No, they're approaching the back door right this second.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Decker, it appears to be locked.
What do I need to roll to try to knock it? Not like bust it in.
Obviously, it'd be a strength check of some sort.
Wait, hey, you know how to pick a lock?
No clue.
Fuck, this is gonna make a lot of noise. Is there like a back, like an apartment window in the back right there that's reachable?
It's kind of high because there's steps up to the back door going in.
Okay.
So it's not close enough to reach or see in the window. There is a fire escape.
Fuck it.
It's just out of reach.
I'll push the kid up to it.
Okay, you could do that. And he could drop the ladder. That'll actually get you almost to the roof right there. Okay, Aldo?
Okay, I'm going to watch as they go up there. I'm going to slowly wait for them to get to the roof before initiating the plan that I haven't informed anyone about yet that is actually different from my initial plan.
Good call.
What the hell are they doing?
But I want to be behind the cop car, like tucked behind it so that
the cop car is up in front of the pharmacy.
Ah, never mind. Okay.
It looks like the cruiser literally died right on top of the place.
Okay, well, are there any like vehicles that are kind of far away but still within earshot? Like if you yelled, then...
Kind of far away, but still within earshot of the pharmacy, you mean?
Yeah.
There's an old Mazda about halfway down the block.
Okay.
It's probably positioned about perfectly for what you're talking about, but it is not very big.
I will try and go there. Then I will tuck myself actually directly under it so that I'm like a pancake.
Okay, so
except I don't go under it, but I'm like right behind the tires and whatnot.
So you and Jeeves are going to kind of like get low.
No, I motion Jeeves to not even be a part of this. Though okay. He does hand me my gun.
you give him the universal, hey, hand me my gun signal.
Jeeves, you are not allowed to risk yourself. I love you too much.
Very well, sir. He hands you your gun.
And I do this. I sneak under the thing.
And do you like kind of get low and kind of like do the sidle forward out in the street and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Down the street trying to like move quickly?
Serpentine.
Jeeves is standing back by you, Doc.
Yeah.
And he looks at you and says, "Let's hope he doesn't shoot himself."
Oh. Yeah. Why is he doing that?
No idea. He is the governor.
Would you cut that out?
Sorry, dude. I couldn't help myself.
That's so cliche.
Okay, are they on top of the roof yet?
You guys get up to the third story of the fire escape. You just got to jump and catch the lip of the roof. You can do that pretty easily. Both of you probably can pretty easily. Since there's no failure for missing except having to try again. Actually, no, that's not necessarily true. The fire escape's not hugely stable. It's old. And Decker's heavy. Go ahead and make a jump check.
Agility check?
Yep, go ahead and make an agility check.
For me or
the wild die, right?
Just him or for both of us?
Well, let's assume he's doing it first.
Oh, okay.
So then you manage not to catch it and land back on the fire escape, which...
Oh, shit.
Rattles sharply under your weight.
Oh.
Snap.
And seems to do this kind of...
Is it...
No, fuck.
Is it within reach of both of us like we did when we got onto the fire escape?
Is it what?
Can I crawl on his shoulders and get up to...
Yeah, but he can't pull you up in all likelihood.
But will he be able to... Like, if I jump and he's pulling my hand, will that give me a bonus to, like, try to grab the lip?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll boost him up. And then, he'll dangle his hand. I'll grab his arm. And then I'll jump and try to grab the edge again.
Okay.
So you don't roll a 1 on the d6.
Go ahead and make another agility roll.
Okay.
Unless you have a climbing roll that's better.
No, I don't have climbing. Okay.
Nobody ever takes climbing.
There we go.
Hey, nice job.
Success.
All right. Yeah, you guys get up on the roof. They're up on the roof.
Wow.
Okay. I kind of try and motion them to get in a position where they have sight over the pharmacy in case anyone ever comes out of it.
You guys are on the roof. Go ahead and make a notice check.
And does that have a wild die or is that just...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I rolled twice. Take the first one. It was an accident.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that second one, would you?
No, wait, no. I rolled one, sorry. Yeah, I fall off the roof. I'm so unnoticed. I don't notice anything.
What the fuck's going on? Shit! Fuck you!
You think you see... Decker, you think you see something out of the corner of your eye while you're, like, you get up there, climb up, and turn it around, and you stop. You almost stop to look, and you run your head first right into a low-hanging pole.
Oh, motherfucker.
Standing there holding your head, trying to get it to stop fucking hurting.
Plus 2 to notice. Okay, I think Jordan wins.
Oh, Jordan's got... You got a plus 2?
Yeah.
You got a, like, alertness or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. You happen to notice that the governor has made it out into the street behind a car and is waving in your general direction, you think? You're not sure why?
Wow, fuck my head. Oh, Jesus.
Dicks. Oh, ouch. That looks like very painful. What the... The governor's just waving at us. I have no
idea
what...
What's the gesture look like, Aldo? This is a very visual thing.
To get down by the edge of the building, just kind of like waving at them to get down on their bellies by the edge of the building. Hopefully they'll have their guns out.
Is he fucking...
It's like someone's grabbing his balls and yanking him really far.
I was going to say he looks like a chicken having an epileptic seizure.
Similar situation.
Given the fact that James has given you a rough idea of what the gestures involved look like, do either of you think you are going to get anything similar to what he wants out of that particular display?
No.
No. But okay. We will, since our purpose up there was to get up there and look at this thing, we're going to go ahead and do it anyways.
Are you going to...
Are
you going to signal anything back?
Nah.
I'll give him a finger.
The fact that they are currently on top of the building with their guns out leads me to believe they understood it perfectly.
Oh, God.
No. Pull out the gun, point it at him, go...
So I'm going to gently...
Doc, are you still hanging back by the house?
Yes. I'm coming out to the middle of the street with Jeeves so we can keep an eye on the numbnuts.
So all of a sudden...
Oh, you still want to stay behind cover.
Expect them to fully hear me, to be fully prepared for my plan. So I yell, out of nowhere, I yell,
symbiosis.
Oh my goodness, I'm an innocent bystander weighed down so heavily by my valuables. Hopefully someone could help me. Just like yell that as loud as possible.
Get down, Dagger.
No, I'm already down, dude.
I don't know what the hell he's doing, but
the minute chicken nuts out there started screaming, I hit the deck.
Oh shit.
I'm poor innocent bystander filled with valuables.
I'm gonna shimmy up to the edge where we can actually fucking look over and see the front, the pharmacy.
I'll follow.
What happens when I yell that I have valuables?
The immediate moment, nothing. You guys are all watching the pharmacy, obviously.
Do you think the governor knows that bikers in this county like to rape their victims before they kill them? We probably should have told him.
Yeah, I think we'll let him not know.
Jeeves, do you think your
sounds like a plan?
Idiots.
So it was the bikers in the pharmacy with the giant purple dildo.
Yep,
that's who did it.
If worst comes to worst, we have some Vaseline. There's probably some Vaseline.
Oh, at least we can make it a little less painful.
Well, yeah, we can say, guy. Okay, we're not going to stop what you're doing, but here's use some Vaseline.
Okay,
he's a little moved.
Valuables are weighing me down. I don't think I can move another step.
Nathan Deckard, go ahead and make a notice check. This is a skill that gets rolled a lot in this game, doesn't it?
What? Oh, that was amazing.
Oh. Well, Nathan, I don't even know if you need to bother.
Oh, wow. I'll just do it for the sake of doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you'll fucking get like a 15 or something.
Yeah.
Watch him get a 37.
That would be amazing.
No.
That's
a 7.
Yeah, there you go.
Still good.
Both of you definitely notice that there's a guy on the roof of Foster's Pharmacy. There's enough of a lip there that he's just kind of poked his head over. It's not, like, really obvious. Looks like he's got an AK-47.
Oh, fuck me and the goat ass.
And he unleashes.
I'm not a gun expert, but...
And he unleashes on the poor Mazda.
Oh, Jesus, tits.
I assume, Aldo, that you are taking cover.
I have taken
like a
cover
woman.
Long ago. Oh no, these valuables, holes are about to go into them.
I don't think anybody's hearing you.
Your corpse, dude.
So there is
only my constant supply of rations and water.
There is a spray of gunfire.
I think I'm going to keep my head down and then say something about the only thing that really protects you in a car is the engine. The rest of it's sheet metal.
Yeah, he's pretty much fucked.
After the about 5 or 6 seconds of gunfire shuts down, Aldo, do you do anything? Jeeves says, maybe he won't have to shoot himself.
I say, oh, thank the Lord, all of my potential rations and water were unharmed in the hail of gunfire. If only someone, I can still escape.
You guys from the roof, you guys can see as somebody else come out on the roof through a hatch.
Yeah.
And also carrying an assault rifle and run over to the lip to join his friend.
Let me guess. Well, the other guy's reloading. He opens fire.
Yep. He does about
the one thing we had was surprise.
He does about 3 or 4 seconds of gunfire and then stops, and then the two of them appear to be talking. One of them takes a drink of something. Throws a beer can off.
What do you think they're talking about?
They're like, well, there's a fucking idiot behind that car. Let's go out and put two in his head. He said he's got a bunch of valuable shit on him. Sounds like a plan, Bob.
About then, there's a blast of a shotgun from across the street at the VFW. Whoa. And the bikers on the roof both duck and cover.
Hello.
He shoots out,
a third party, doesn't
it? Shoots out a couple times.
You ain't going to do shit with buckshot at that range.
Or rifle, whatever.
Oh, okay, rifle, okay, sorry.
So wait, where did the rifle fire come from?
You think it came from over the VFW.
Can I kind of lean from?
And look at it? Wait, was the gunfire towards me or the people up on the roof?
You don't know. You two on the roof can tell.
It's aimed at the bikers.
You're actually just kind of gauging by hearing that maybe it was coming from over there, and you can't see the front of the VFW very well at this point.
What about me and Jeeves?
Well, I mean, you're in a little better position as far as that goes, but you still don't see a sign of whoever is shooting.
No, not who's shooting, but where they're shooting.
Right. Well, without seeing who's shooting and without seeing the signs of the actual shot, you have no clue. You guys that are on the roof, Nathan, Deckard, you can definitely tell that the guys on the roof of the pharmacy are taking cover and that there's, you know, shots that are hitting over in that area.
I quickly sprint over to the VFW, hoping that my chances with him are better with those two guys. Okay. I have my gun in my hand just in case.
Though. Governor starts sprinting.
How much open space is there?
Oh, God.
Oh crap.
between the fucking Mazda and the BFW?
Well, he's got about 70 or 80 feet to cover.
Oh. Give that asshole some cover fire.
Shit.
You guys going to start
two or three rounds.
You going to start shooting, Nathan?
Yeah. I think that they should get a surprise round to actually hit those two. Because
I'm not even really worried if we come even close. We're just thinking about keeping their heads low.
Let's make sure to space them out before we do it.
Okay. Yeah, so when they start to peak up, that's probably when he'll pop.
You managed to lay down enough fire, lay down enough cover that the guys on the roof at the pharmacy, as soon as they're about to poke their head out and try to take pot shots at the guy running down the street, like some sort of fucking idiot, they duck back down again to avoid whatever their shots are coming from. One of them quickly points up towards the roof where you guys are at.
Yeah, we're back. I'm backing the fuck up. I'm out of here, dude.
Yeah, same thing.
But
you have ruined the plan.
But Aldo, you do get out in front of the VFW, and about the time you do, somebody grabs you.
Okay.
What's your immediate reaction to being grabbed?
My immediate reaction is to
scream like
realize that my strength is not that great, drop my gun, hold my hands up, and say, I'm not a very nice
person. That grabs you yanks you inside a side door right there into the VFW and tosses you against the wall.
Okay. I go willingly.
Looks at you and goes, what the Sam hell do you think you're doing, son?
I think I'm creating a distraction so that my two friends could go kill those other men.
Creating a distraction.
What the?
Hey, kid, can I have you do me a favor?
Sure.
Slap me right in the fucking face. We shouldn't have wasted ammo saving that asshole. It was our fucking chance. We blew our chance, kid.
Oh, I love retrospect.
The guy who you can tell from his clothing is the local sheriff seems to be at a loss for words. Not exactly sure what to say.
But I thank you for helping me out with cover fire. For that, thumbs up.
You've got to be... This is bullshit. He grabs his rifle and heads back in, back down the hall.
I look at him and I say, hey.
You mean you look at him while he's walking away from you?
Yeah. Hey. I'm like, hello, you must be the local sheriff. A friend of ours was recently looking for you.
Are you running to catch up with him?
Yeah, I'm following behind. Just talking all the while.
Well, good. I'm sure there's a lot of people looking for me right now.
Huh. Well, can you tell me what's happened? We didn't really get much information other than they were bikers and they were mean.
Well, that's quite a bit of information, all things considered. But if you knew that much, what the hell do you think you're doing here?
We needed some medical supplies because our friend... Oh, crap, I can't remember. What was the name of the marshal again?
Pat.
Our friend Pat got shot in the shoulder, and we were trying to get some medical supplies for him.
Well, I don't suppose you probably could have picked somewhere that wasn't under hostile control by a gang of toothless, no-good, freaking...
Beatniks.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I'll let you enter your own monologue. I'll stop that.
Okay. Look, I got upwards of a dozen pythons over in that building. They're holding the place up tight, and they got assault rifles and who knows what all hell else. The last thing I need is someone else to keep an eye on, unless you happen to bring a whole bunch of reinforcements or a whole bunch of armament with you.
We have about four more guys with guns.
Actually, I didn't expect you to say something like that.
Does that help?
Where are they?
Two of them, I left by the street, and another two are on top of the apartment building, which I was hoping they would get two pythons, but unfortunately, they're dumbasses! Which I kind of just raised my fist in the air angrily.
What? Who the hell are you?
I'm the governor.
Oh, shit.
What?
The governor.
You're delusional.
No. I am the governor.
And I'm Napoleon, motherfucker.
I got stuck in here and I ended up joining up with these people because there's some desperate need for medical supplies.
Look, I don't care if you're the damn Secretary of State. I don't think your friends are going to be enough to get us out of here in one piece. I got wounded down here.
We have a doctor.
Son of a bitch.
You have a doctor?
Yes.
Wait till he finds That's out different. Who he is. Be like, oh.
Yo.
Do you see these people? You're interrupting their fun.
Harsh.
You're interrupting the governator's dialogue.
Monologue.
You see these people?
Hi.
They're trying to play a game and you're interrupting. They're all waving at you because you're the game master's son, not because they like you right now.
Well, you're also a cute kid. Well,
except
so
for the
helps.
Guy on the second from the left. No. He's the governor.
No.
What?
I no. Why did you buy yucky apples?
Kid needs to learn to eat carrots. Oh,
ask awesome. Your mother. Wow.
That was an enjoyable moment.
That was awesome.
Why did you buy yucky apples? Actually, my wife
can't edit that out. Right?
My wife's got a bucket of apples she got from somewhere that are kind of they're not like real sweet apples. They're kind of like right off the tree that she likes to use for making pies and shit. So, anyway, sorry about that.
No problem.
Well, how many people are currently here?
It's just me, the coach, and Lester.
Who's Lester?
Lester Johnson. He's still walking.
I act like I know. Well, how many firearms do you currently have? Just the one?
Well, the rifle belongs to the coach. I got my sidearm. He puts his hand on his Desert Eagle that he's got on his... Got a
holy shit. This guy doesn't fuck around.
And right now, that's it.
We currently have a guy who's really good at punching things, my assistant, a doctor, and a college student who is doing
Look,
much more
if
than
if you got
I
a doctor, of. That's really all I need to know. What do we got to do to help him get down here? Because Lester's got a chest wound. He ain't going to make it.
Well, currently our doctor's on the other side of the street where I came from, so we would have to provide a really good distraction.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah?
While we were on the rooftop, could we see a way we could make it to the building he was running towards through the back alleys without exposing ourselves to the pharmacy?
Yeah, you could. You'd just have to go, you know, down the alley, back around some buildings on the other side,
okay.
Across the street, far enough down that they probably can't see you very well.
So that, I guess, would probably be what I would have talked to Nathan about, and we'd go get Jeeves and the doc, and if Nathan's down with that plan, that's going to be what our goal is, to make sure Aldo's okay. Because once he got out of our line of sight, we couldn't see him. We don't know what the fuck happened.
Right.
I'm glad to hear you care so much.
No,
we're hoping that we're going to find your corpse.
Yeah.
Beat on it a couple of times.
And it's not a corpse.
I really
got to
take
one of our last
leak.
Bullets to make the other two worthwhile.
We just have to be sure.
Yeah, we just wanted to be sure.
I wasted two bullets, and I want to make the third count.
Aldo was so well loved. How did you manage this?
I talk. I talk well. And I talk in a way that is freakish to everyone else.
It's like, Dagger, what if he asks about us, you know, firing to give him cover, we were shooting at him.
It was just a really bad shot.
He pulled my focus. I thought he was a bad guy. Seriously.
We didn't think you would be that stupid, so we didn't think it was you.
So just as I'm, like, trying to chat him up, well, the doctor could probably... Do they, like, come in through the back door?
So you're sitting there talking while they're trying best to ignore you. You find out that Coach is a guy who's in his 80s. He introduces you. He introduces you to him. He's the guy he called Coach. His name is actually Leroy.
Leroy?
Coach Leroy Allen, he introduces himself as.
Why, hello there, Leroy Allen.
Don't I recognize you from somewhere?
I'm the governor.
No, seriously.
Oh, indeed. I enjoy meeting the citizens in this fine state. Especially when they're all handled coping the fact that this is just a nuclear explosive that went off in the middle of the city.
A what? The sheriff looks at you.
Oh, yes, a small nuclear bomb. Well, it seems small from the size of the destruction. Currently went off about a couple miles that way, and there was a huge firestorm that seemed to be killing multiple innocent civilians.
He looks at you like you just grew another head.
Really, the fact that you don't already know this, hasn't the EMP hit you yet?
EM.
It should have knocked down all the electronics.
I was going to say, Coach is about to say the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what knocked everything out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that came from the small come from the small nuke that was just blown up down there.
Or whatever.
All the while you're dealing with these little gang bikers. Yeah, there's a nuke over there.
God damn. Do you know where?
The bat blast explosion was near Mercy Hospital. Mercy Hospital was caught up in the blast, and that's why we had to come here. We currently have about 60 survivors holed up in Maud's motel and diner, and that's why we're all trying to get everyone together, get some supplies.
I wonder if there could be, survivors from, what about the fire at the school?
The fire at the school? Oh, well. The fire at the school seems to be expanding, but not at a rapid enough rate to start going outside the blast radius anytime soon. Though it should somewhat be a worrisome issue. There seems to be survivors, though. We've been collecting them. Currently, they're all holed up, like I said, at Maud's Motel and Diner, where they are currently dying. Which is why we need these supplies.
All right. See what we can...
Yeah. Okay.
A nuclear explosion?
Yeah. Small little one though, like not one of those
in Mortiston ones,
but a smally one. Yeah,
you better not be pulling my leg, son, because if you are, I don't care
I'm not good at joking, especially not in a situation like this. Let's just get past you not believing me, get to believing me, and realize that this is a very fucked up situation that we need to all move past. PG.
Okay, it's the life stages of depression. Go from whatever to acceptance and call it good enough.
We're just gonna bypass everything else.
He went straight to acceptance. It was really just like a straight move. It was like, oh, this happened. Acceptance.
The room he took you in, like a second story thing, was like up a short flight of stairs, down the hall, and the coach is actually kind of hanging out by a window. And he says, at this point, he says, "Someone's coming."
Pull out my gun.
Sheriff kind of heads over there. Steps back when he sees you waving a gun around.
I pick up my gun, and then I just kind of vaguely point it at the door, using both hands so it's steady.
Coach gets over to the window. Are these your guys? Pointing out the window.
Probably, but I would hold a gun just in case. I'm vaguely certain they just tried to shoot at me.
Never.
I can't understand that.
Of course not. Don't worry, they love me, really, just on the inside.
What do you guys do when you get to the back door of the VFW?
Well, seeing as he got yanked inside... Or did we not see that?
You didn't see that.
Yeah, he was out of our line of sight, right, Eric?
Yeah.
I guess I'll just kind of rap, not too loudly on the door, like just kind of a, you know, like a little, like a, we're here kind of knock.
Okay, I rush forward, lowering my gun after I
stay here.
I stay there.
Don't point that at anybody.
I'm not pointing nothing at nothing.
He heads over, he heads down the hall around to the door. Opens it up. Oh. Man standing inside, he's got a pistol. Well, yeah.
Pointed at us?
No problem, Coachies.
No, he's pointed more kind of at the ground in front of him, like he's ready.
Don't want no problems. We're just looking for our friend.
Are you with the guy who thinks he's a governor?
That would be the asshole we're looking for.
Yes, that dumbass.
Yeah, sounds like people that know him.
All too well.
Come on in.
Right, we'll go inside. So what's the situation, Sheriff?
Oh, we got
double fucked.
We had about a dozen pythons cross the street. I think maybe we got two of them. I pulled up in the cruiser, answering a call from old Lester. Wasn't really sure whether or not it was a genuine situation or anything. So I came alone. Left everybody down at the school to deal with whatever happened down there, which sounds like that went very badly. Anyway, cruiser died out in the middle of the road, and before I could even blink, they were shooting at us from inside the pharmacy.
They all strapped with those AKs?
I got a few of them, at least.
Fuck.
Every time we try to go anywhere, obviously we could sneak out the way you just came in, but I got a man down.
Unfortunately, any chance of sneaking in got blown up when Yahoo over there decided to go lunatic.
Maybe you boys could help me a little bit at the very least. Want to use a doctor? They're walking back towards where you are, Aldo.
Okay. I'm just kind of smiling and waving at them.
Yeah, well, he didn't die.
I'm going to reach into my wallet, pull out a 5, and give it to Jeeves. You win.
He takes it from you and puts it in his pocket. Very good, sir.
Always bet on the house, Jeeves. Always bet on the house.
So what the fuck are we going to do about this?
Want to use a doctor?
You got to go across. Yeah, I am.
Like, be willing to take a look at Lester?
Sure. So, Lester, what's going on? I'm looking at Jeeves. Lester, are you all right?
He's downstairs.
Oh, bad day, bad day.
Right. Follow me. He heads down the stairs.
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
So, okay, so I looked towards these two. I was like, you came awfully close to shooting at me. I know you two wouldn't do that, would you?
Never. Well, maybe he would. Okay, we both would.
I thought so. It's all right, because I forgive you this one time. Just remember, I have a gun, and you're going to have to trust me until I shoot at you. So
trust you?
Let's keep our friendship.
You don't tell anyone, and you start yelling at people. What the hell are you thinking?
You want to be a fucking grease spot? What do you think we were up there? We were doing recon there, Chief.
You were perfect. Okay, I thought you fully understood my hand signals. I apologize. Anyways, we should probably figure out the situation. I follow behind the sheriff and I ask, how much supplies was stocked up in the pharmacy?
He left the room with the doctor like
I know,
2
I
minutes
followed.
Ago.
I followed.
And that's what I'm asking him on the way down.
There we go.
What's that?
Have they they were getting robbed by the bikers.
Obviously can't even talk straight. What do you... Yeah, I think there was a robbery in progress. Pharmacy can make an easy target if their authorities are otherwise occupied.
Fortunately, since they didn't get to leave, weren't able to actually steal anything.
Well, that would... you aren't down there, are you?
We're upstairs with the old man, right?
What's that?
The coach stayed upstairs?
Yeah, he's up there. He's in the room with you guys.
I wasn't there.
Flush them out.
As far as I know, the doctor's the only one that followed the sheriff. Is that wrong?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. You're good.
Sorry, what was that, Nick?
How would you like to flush them out?
Well, if you really are looking for supplies to... Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
easier said than done, though. They got it locked up pretty good. Pretty defensible place, all things considered.
And what would happen if they thought that the law enforcement wasn't here anymore?
Okay. You lost me, Doc.
I got an idea. A little out there. You may like it.
You feel a draft as he opens a door, and there's a room there that looks like it's taken some heavy damage. Apparently it was on the other side of the VFW from the direction you guys came. It's up at the front corner of the building, and it looks like a vehicle came crashing into it.
Oh, shit.
And brought down part of the structure on this side of the building. You immediately see Lester, who's amidst the rubble and is pinned down, and has got obviously there's a lot of blood. He's been pinned in the chest, and there's probably some sort of puncture. It looks like they've wadded up some shirts or linen or something and got it out there to try to staunch up some of the bleeding.
Kind of kept some pressure on it, so it would just a tertiary glance. Does it look like it's it look like he'll live?
Sheriff's kind of ducking down and looking through the windows out in the street across at the pharmacy to make sure that nobody notices you guys moving in the room. He motions you to keep low.
I do. Does it look like he's lost too much blood?
That's hard to say at a glance. You'd have to be able to get him out from here probably to get a better idea. You can't really get enough access to the damaged area of his body.
Yeah, but if you pull it out and everything just bleeds out and it doesn't take that long.
That's a possibility.
Well... choice. I'll try and... Is Lester coherent?
He's out.
Okay, this time, I'm going to look at him and go, I'm going to do something a little odd, but there's a reason behind it, all right?
All right.
Just trust me. I put my bag down right beside me, close to him, and then I'm going to open it up.
And shoot yourself up with heroin.
That's actually a thought. But then I'm gonna pull my gun out to the side, and then as I go down, I'm gonna open up his eye. And I'm gonna have the gun ready. I'm like, trust me, I've had a bad experience recently.
He's just unconscious.
Okay, that's why I wanted to make sure. What's wrong with being careful? I put the gun away immediately and.
What are you doing?
The last person I tried to help attacked.
You suddenly hear gunshots, all you do.
Drop.
From... Whoa.
What kind of gunshots? Like, can we tell what they are?
A couple bursts.
Like assault rifle again?
A couple bursts of assault AK rifle.
AK fire.
Yep.
Okay.
Automatic fire.
What are they shooting at now?
Then some single shots. It sounds like it's coming from over in the area of the pharmacy, but you don't actually... If you, like, run over to the window and look at that on the other side of the hall over there, you don't see any muzzle flash or anybody moving around or anything, and it's muffled enough that it might be actually inside the building.
I bet you they're duking it out inside.
Yeah, sounds like a civil war.
Can we peek our head, the sheriff and I peek our heads up to get an idea what's going on?
Yeah, he's actually moving straight over to the window and is kind of trying to...
I will, too. And I'm
he's got it. He's got his gun out, and he's kind of. It's been awfully quiet over there. There's some more. Another burst of gunfire. He instinctively ducks.
Hey, old dirty bastard.
That's Coach, old dirty bastard to you, son.
All right, Coach. What do you know about these pythons?
Yeah, they tend to kick up a little bit of ruckus. Neighborhood boys. Well, used to be neighborhood boys. Guy that kind of runs the gang, Meatballs. He's a mean dude.
Sounds like he's cleaning house over there.
Who knows? Probably not unlike them kind to turn on each other, though.
Sheriff, you know that pharmacy pretty well?
Sheriff says it'd be pretty unlike them to turn on each other.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
I look towards Gush. Do you have an air horn?
Air horn?
Air horn.
Nope.
Nope? Oh. Okay.
Any sort of compressed gas or oxygen or something?
I want to get their attention so that really know how screwed over they are.
Old Jenkins keeps a spare oxygen tank here.
What do you think?
Is he using it?
Old Jenkins isn't here right now.
Okay.
Well, what are you thinking, kid?
I was thinking if we do have to go in there, we might want a little distraction on the other side of the building or something. So I was thinking we could rig the tank to explode.
Nick, what are you guys doing?
How good are you with that rifle? How good of a shot are you?
I do okay.
You get to a spot where they can meet, where they couldn't maybe see you, and then maybe, yeah, I'm going to make it seem like I just killed you.
What?
I'm going to make it seem like I just killed you, and I'm going to get their attention.
No offense, Doc, but I don't think I know you well enough to follow such a harebrained scheme.
Don't worry about it. I'm the one taking the risk. You're staying here.
I feel something on the back of my head. I smell a harebrained scheme. I must endorse this.
I must endorse this.
What exactly are you thinking about doing?
Pop off a few shots, yell and scream a lot. You yell, you're already hit. I pop off a few more shots. That'll take me down to half a meg. Then I start proceeding that way.
They just shoot you. These guys ain't looking for new friends. They don't care whether you shot the sheriff or not.
Well, then what do you think we should do? Wait here till they kill each other? They were shooting shots over there. What the hell?
If they're killing each other, I guess that's not necessarily a bad idea. But I wouldn't count on it. Something just doesn't smell right.
Well.
Can you help Lester or not?
I'll go over. Help me pull him out and we'll see what happens. We'll keep the...
You can't pull him out.
I can't help him.
It's this. Every time you try to shift something...
The structure's gonna fall?
It gets worse. I can't figure out what to move.
If only we had an engineer.
Or bolt cutters.
Aren't you an engineering student?
Yes, but I was like just starting, so.
Why don't, shit. Well, you ever heard the old phrase, fortune favors the bold?
Are you dicking around with a man's life?
No.
We probably better get back upstairs. We could be seen here. I don't want them shooting into this place.
You go. I'll stay here for a bit.
All right. He nods.
I'm gonna...
Doc?
Yeah?
Don't do anything dumb.
I don't plan on it.
He heads back up hall.
So, Coach.
Yep.
Is there any way into that place that they may not think about, you know, barring?
Pharmacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there ain't enough to it to really be finding secret ways in or nothing. And there's enough of them to cover pretty much every exit.
No, like, secret bat cave, sewer entrance, or no bullshit like that?
No bullshit, son.
Damn it.
If you guys want a distraction, I could do plenty fine with that. I say to them.
Let's have a fully formed plan instead we just, like, run at the building waving a gun.
Just as a kind of a little insight, I was just thinking, you know, that chick that went all berserk earlier.
What about it?
Well, what if some of those guys did the same thing?
Like another fucking bath salts freak out? It's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That also raises the question, how much do you think bath salt costs nowadays? It's silly. Maybe there was just a rat and they just felt like they had too much in it.
What?
They're in a pharmacy. Rat.
I hate those darned buggers.
They're in a pharmacy. I mean, they got all the drugs they need. They probably don't know what half the shit does. They're mixing the stuff up. Somebody gets all fucking crazy.
start shooting. They have to fire back. It gets nasty.
Yeah. Friends and foes, the lines kind of blur a little bit.
Especially if this cocksucker who leads the group's a real bastard like he says he is.
Uh-huh. Yep.
If you would like, I can try and talk them down.
No.
No, you've done enough.
What are we doing? Yeah, go ahead.
Keep waiting to see if one of them's going to come out and get those other bikes.
The bikes ain't going to run.
Yeah, but they went ahead and rolled the rest of them on into a garage bay out back.
Garage bay, huh?
You know, a delivery entrance of some sort. Sheriff gets back in the room.
Hello, Sheriff, I say as I wave at him.
Governor? Mm-hmm.
The doc able to help your friend?
I doubt it. I think he's trying, though.
You could probably actually end up helping if he had more medical supplies.
Lester's pinned under some debris.
That and if he wasn't working under the stress of bullet fire. Tends to degrade the human's ability to size surgery.
Any of you see where any of that was coming from or going?
Sounded like it was all inside the building. Didn't see any muzzle flash or anything.
Pythons are pretty tight-knit. I don't think it over the likely that they'd be trying to kill each other.
What the fuck else would they be shooting at?
Well, there may have been customers.
But
then there's Ty.
Why are they going full auto?
Who's Ty?
He's the owner. I don't know whether he was here or not. Zach Parker's the pharmacist and the manager. He's probably here since it was open.
But why all of a sudden? Why the sudden change? Why rock and roll out of nowhere?
I just can't think of anyone else that would have been hanging around.
I'm just saying, if they got hostages, why would they suddenly start popping?
Good point.
It's kind of a shitty situation here.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I don't think we're going to know too much more about it unless we go in there.
We can't just wait them out because we have people who are injured.
We're going to do them a fuckload of good if we're dead.
This is true. But we're burning daylight right now, so...
Maybe the cover of darkness is exactly what we need.
It is getting noticeably darker, but that's just because of the sky and the clouds, which seem to be getting darker probably from all the smoke in town.
How long? What time is it?
It's probably pushing 2:30 or so.
We've got a ways to wait until nightfall.
If you want to get inside the building, then you're going to need a very, very loud distraction.
You.
Me? I suppose. I am good at talking to people, after all. I could actually cause them to go away from their criminal ways.
These guys aren't interested in talking.
Maybe not, but they're interested in hearing other people talk while they try to shoot at them.
Seems really risky.
He makes a good target, I have to admit.
Yeah, I'm also good at not getting shot. I am a hero.
Well, if it hadn't have been for young Nathan here, and quick thinking with his sidearm, you would have been street grease.
True. It is true. And I thank you for that, Nathan. You are truly, truly a very good man.
I
look towards the sheriff. Is there an easily defensible position where I could try and communicate with the bikers? Or talk loudly enough for them to hear me?
Well, I suppose if you shout loud enough from upstairs... But I don't know that you get anybody paying attention to anything you say anyway.
Maybe not, but at the very least, I can talk enough for them to listen. Anybody to listen to the fact that someone is talking.
Anybody that's watching this way is just shooting anybody they see moving, much less hear screaming at them.
Yeah, true.
What if we should probably get high ground again? We need to see if they still got anybody on the roof.
They constantly have someone patrolling the rooftops. Do you know, Sheriff?
No idea.
No idea. Hmm. Where have they been shooting you at from? Just the rooftop, or are there any windows?
This is a out of character question. Are there any buildings around, other than the one that we climbed up on, that have a high story that are three stories or so?
No, nothing that's even the VFW has two stories, and you guys are actually on the upper floor here. Nothing else is any taller than that.
I was in that apartment complex.
Yeah, I remember it was a little more than half a block away.
I was thinking if you could get somebody with that rifle in that building, might be able to see a little more of what's happening.
Well, we could set the sheriff up as a sniper. You're pretty handy with that thing, right?
Sorry?
We could put you on top of the apartment building across the street. You could provide some cover fire.
Where are you thinking about being?
I'm going to go inside that fucking building and get some meds.
That easy, huh?
Well, we're going to have a bulletproof vest. I'm going to pat the governor on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think those things are meant to keep you from being killed if somebody's determined.
I'm just going to hold him in front of me.
I disagree. You see, I may like hardy and reckless plans, but not ones that are foolish.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Let me ask you a couple questions real quick, Sheriff. Were you a Boy Scout?